Zikunuphilile. On Tuesdays, we choose men on True Experience. We choose men on True Experience.
All right, so the month of March is a month where it is recognized as Human Rights Month in South Africa. And according to the latest statistics, the majority of South African inmates are male, making up about 97.5% of men. And men also 8 times more likely to be incarcerated in prison at least once in their life when compared to women. So during their time in prison, most of these men's rights do get violated against. And I'm sure if you've watched prison movies, you will also agree with me there. So today we're finding out how our guest, who is an ex-inmate, on how his rights were violated during his time in prison and the time that he spent there. We are joined on the line by Umiste Mlungisi Zondi. He's an ex-inmate, HIV AIDS ambassador, as well as a book author and a GBV activist. And we welcome him on today's show. Mlungisi, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you feeling, Pudwam? I'm good. Such a pleasure to have you on board. Even more excited to just hear about your story this morning. And I'm sure our listeners are just as excited. All right. Mlungisi, if you don't mind, please do share with us, Nompulapuli, how you got convicted and what you were convicted of, and at what age did this happen?
I was convicted for armed robbery from 2004. We sentenced for life sentence in prison. Yes,
okay. And today, Mlungisi, we're talking about rights that are violated, something that we see quite often in movies as well as happening in prisons. What could be some of the factors that contribute to how a man is received in prison, whether they will be violated against or not, just generally?
Ngifisa nje ukuvezela wonke umlaleli namhlanje othi we-FM la efinyelela khona ukuthi kahlekahle uma uyi-inmate uyisiboshwa awunayo i-right, awunalo nje ilungelo lakho langafithi ilungelo lakho ugcina ma ufike esangweni ipheleli ilungelo lakho. Amalungelo esiboshwa ukuthi udle, uye esibhedlela, uthole education, uthole iy'mpahla. Awunalo elinye ilungelo. Ilungelo nje into onganayo ngaphakathi ethuni.
But you do share a little bit in your book, because I do understand that you're a book author, that being in prison can show a person that amalungelo wakho do get violated, irregardless of the fact that you are saying, Ndoba, once you enter the prison life, you do not have any form of rights, so to speak. But talk to us about some of your violated rights in while you were in prison that you can maybe just share with us and our listeners at home.
I was contracted to HIV in prison. I was raped by a guy in prison. Kumbula mina ngiboshwe kahle kahle 27 nabangani bami armed robbery murder 35 million. Kwasho ukuthi mina ngimncane na 15 years bangithatha bangisa e-Letter State, ngasuka e-Letter State ngaye e-juvenile, ngasuka e-juvenile ngaye e-adult. Uma ngifika e-adult-ke la ngifike khona ngaba i-victim ye-rape, ngadlengulwa ama-DTI-5. Ngaba contracted to HIV ngaphakathi ejele ngenxa yokuthi bengimncane, bengingakhoni ukuyilwela ngaphakathi ejele. Ejele-ke kunama-gangsterism, kunama-26, ama-27, ama-28, ama-big five. Kwasho ukuthi la bantu abangizongilayo bangabanye bantu be-gangsterism esibabiza ngokuthi ama-28. Vele umsebenzi wabo, i-sex ejele yenziwa iyalalwana, kulalalwa ngale ndlela yokuthi kudamisa ngabhinimi ingane ngaphakathi ejele.
And with your experience, Mlungisi, would you say that South African prisons have any kind of support for our male inmates in such situations?
Bakhatha kwakho so professional, kwa professional isithi basuke beyolungisa isimilo sakho manje yingakho ke abantu abaningi egcwele bayithola baba ama-victims e-rape or iy'boshwa zibulalana zenza zonke izinto ngaphakathi ejele ngoba ama-prison ward awulali nawo balala endlini yabo manje nami ngangifisa ekuseni ukuvuka ngireporthe kuma-prison ward ngenxa yokuthi bangitshene ukuthi uma ngingareporta bazongibulala ngasabela impilo yami.
All right, so Mlungisi, you are also an HIV and AIDS ambassador, book author, and a GBV activist. Talk to us about why you decided to turn your life around post-prison.
In prison, so I'm not talking about human rights. I'm talking about human rights. So, if you want to ask questions, the community, the citizens, the guys, the first thing is Department of Health, the promoter, the pharmacondom, the rights. Putting money amount, but the value of the body, the safety of ngoba phela eprison ayikho ifemale, is man to man. Manje uma amaprison wada injalo iDepartment of Health uma befaka amakhondomu ngaphakathi ejele shouthi bapromotha le nto futhi amadoda awalalane kodwa abesethi. Manje-ke mina-ke after ngithole ukuthi I'm HIV positive ngazama ukommit suicide more than 3 times ngahlala kwi-coma 3 weeks wathi uNkulunkulu no asikhona isikhathi la ngaqala khona ngayibuka kwabuhle impilo yami ngithatha iy'nqomo nginalezi zizongisiza ngiba umuntu ongobula phambili ngakhuleka ngafuna uNkulunkulu sengithi zonke izinto ezenzakelele empilweni zami izona engizophuma ngiyofundisa ngazo umphakathi ukuthi ejele uyangena ngo-2 years uphuma ngo-20 years ejele uyangena unegative uphuma u-positive like me.
If I can ask you, do you regret what you did after receiving the kind of treatment and the environment that you were exposed to in prison?
See, ngifuna nje ukuvezela wonke umlaleli, ngishokhe abantu eSouth Africa. Last year, I go and visit labadoda angidlengula i-5 ejele. Ngisobatshena amagama ayi-2 ukuthi I forgive you. Number 2, I thank you kuleke nangenza yona. To my rapist, I came to. Ngoba angaba nguyena lo muntu onguyena ukuba lamadoda angidengulanga. Ukuba ngiboshwanga ngabe anguyena lo mlungisi onguyena. Ukuboshwa kwami kungenze ngathola i-matric, ngathola i-diploma ngaphakathi ejele. Ukudlengula kwami kungivulela ama-opportunities. Ngiyasebenza permanent job because of living with HIV. Bebengehayelinhle or bebengekaqashi unganayo HIV. Manje nje, to my rapist, I came to.
And to people who are listening right now, Mlungisi, who are currently breaking the law and who are pursuing a life of being criminals, ungabashiya nomyalezo thina bobantu right now?
Ngifuna nje ukukhuluma nomlaleli oyi-victim erape, ngabe ze-female, ngabe man. Ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu othi abazali bami angibazi. Ngifuna ukukhuluma nomuntu othi ngiphila ne-HIV. Ngizothi-ke mina anginendaba ukuthi uphila ne-HIV, anginendaba ukuthi abazali bakho awubazi, anginendaba ukuthi uyi-victim erape. Fana nepisa ephuma itriente fokuphinenefokona, ipisa ayibanjwa ihlefu nekhala ephuma kuyona kodwa iphuma ifokona. Fana nenkomo emnyama ekhikhobiso lomhlophe, inkomo emnyama ayibanjwa isibo senkomo emnyama kodwa ikhikhobiso lomhlophe. Ngamanye amazwi ngiqonde ukuthi siswane anginendaba ukuthi uqhamuka phezu kwasisisimo, anginendaba ukuthi uqhamuka ekhaya edelelekile. Abantu abaningi basiyashile namhlanje ezimpilweni zabo abayi phambili ngenxa yabo. Ngizothi-ke mina-ke noma kuthiwa sekwenzekele yonke le nto, ungabanjwa isimo neshephu yesimo okuphuma kukhona konke okufisa kusengenzeka.
What's the name of your book titled?
Incwadi yami siswami itima ukuthi First Story, Living a Peaceful Life with HIV.
All right. Listen, Mlungisi, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I'm just sad that the line is not as clear, but maybe we will chat once again. I hope you can continue to inspire other young people who think that criminality is the way to go. This is truly a life lesson to be learned by a lot of young people who take things for granted. So thank you for being an example, and thank you for coming to True Experience and talking to other men at this moment.
Siyabulela, sikunqonela konke okuhle bhotwam.
Asibonge, All right.
This is a True FM podcast. Stream us live on www.truefm.co.za. Follow us on all social media platforms at True FM or catch us on DStv channel 816.